Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. The Southwest drought continues, and Lake Mead levels are dropping to levels that could indicate a very near-term shortage. Governor Doug Ducey has asserted that Arizona should speak with one voice on water, but how close are we to making tough decisions to help assure our water, future water supply? Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. And Phil, where is the state now in terms of understanding that major decisions have to be made on water?
We have an effort now to try and create a singular vision, and it's coming from the governor's office. They're working on it. They're not there yet. They have a ways to go. What you have to understand, you have to step back at where Arizona and the Mountain West is right now. We are in these extended drought conditions, and scientists are looking back, and they're saying, you know, that last century that we just went through, which was pretty dry in the Southwest, was probably the outlier, that was unusually wet for what is normal in these parts going back many, many centuries, and that we're now in more normal conditions of extended drought. And so we need to be planning for the foreseeable future, that's what it's going to be about. And so in Arizona, that means we have to be assertive. Do we really believe in this place? Do we believe that this place is sustainable, that you can have a civilization here in the desert with those kinds of conditions? And I think, and I would argue, that yes, you can, that our forefathers were facing much more bleak conditions, and a lot less technology, and they were able to figure it out and to sustain themselves for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Hohokam. And so, yes, we need an assertive vision. It needs to come from the governor's office. They're working on it, but it needs to be positive, and it needs to be a believing in this place and its ability to sustain itself.
Well, and Governor Ducey in his State of the State address talked about how that would be a prime directive for him to make sure that we're speaking with one voice when it comes to water. One thing that is written about in the editorial, talking about a couple of bills, one is House Bill 2512, the other is Senate Bill 1507. Talk a little bit about that, but also about what Governor Ducey did in the last session. I vetoed something fairly similar to this.
Right. So what you're beginning to see, and we've seen it over the past several years, is actually a vision of our future if we go a certain direction, and that is a future of bickering and battling, these little internecine fights in Arizona between rural Arizona and the urban centers, Tucson and Phoenix. And we're going to continue in that way if we don't have leadership that cares about the whole state and convinces everybody in the state and gets everybody pulling together in the same direction, that we're taking into account the interests of the entire state, both urban and rural. Mm-hmm. And you have to prove that. And so these bills that we're seeing now are challenges to the urban authority that's been expressed, and that has been an effort to try and preserve groundwater, conserve it, you know, try to be more responsible with this resource we have.
Bipartisanship is a word you and I talk about a lot. And one of the things that we look back at the Central Arizona Project, Groundwater Management Act, that comes up as well in Arizona. The former was an example of Mo Udall, John Rhodes, Barry Goldwater, R's and D's working together. Groundwater Management Act was Democratic Governor Bruce Babbitt working with Republican leader in the House, Burton Barr. Can this be done without bipartisanship?
Well, it's one of the silver linings of scarcity is that it forces everybody together eventually. Revolutionary changes, that kind of dramatic policy didn't happen without battles. And if you talk to the people who were involved back then, it wasn't as easy as it sounds today.
It wasn't just handshakes right away. Huh?
Right. But eventually it requires everybody sobering up and coming to the realization that, you know, if we don't take care of these problems, if we don't plan for the future, we're not going to have a future. Governor's going to have to push harder, and we're going to have to see more cooperation from the CAP board, Central Arizona Project Board. There's been a power struggle between the governor's office, the Department of Water Resources, and the CAP board. And it's over very technical issues about withdrawal from Lake Powell to Lake Mead, but they're important issues. But still, everybody's going to have to figure out, you know, how do we work together? And I think there's movement in that direction. We're beginning to go that way, but it has to be more assertive.
Well, Arizona's potentially in a lot of trouble when it comes to the Colorado River water, based on the agreement that was signed many decades ago. And drought contingency plan. There are certain things going into that that actually could benefit Arizona. But again, as you said, are we speaking with enough of a voice to actually seal the deal?
Yeah, so we're moving in the direction of this drought contingency plan, which is really an agreement being worked out between the lower basin states, California, southern Nevada, Arizona, you know, to try to be more judicious in how the Colorado River is allocated in a time of emergency. Mm-hmm. And that really points to the kind of cooperation you get during scarcity, that the states are willing to work together and they're sort of pointed in that direction. Something I think we need to think about is, think about Israel, okay? Israel is a country that got to water scarcity before us, and they had to come up with solutions. They came up and became a leader in desal, taking water from the ocean and taking the salt out of it. That was one way. But they also became hyper-aggressive on conservation, so that they have sensors all over the country. Whenever there's a leaky pipe somewhere, they know it, and they get it fixed right away. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thinking we need that's really aggressive and says, we're going to sustain life in this valley. We're going to keep civilization going. Our forefathers did it. We're going to do it ourselves. We'll come up with the answers, but we need a plan.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.